Forget pilgrims, pumpkins, and Plymouth. The first Thanksgiving feast took place in Florida, not Massachusetts. That's according to historian Rodney Kite Powell of the Tampa Bay History Center. He sat down with WUSF's Robin Sussingham, host of the Zest podcast.
That first Thanksgiving occurred here in Florida before it occurred in Plymouth, actually several years, 56 years before the 1621 Pilgrim Thanksgiving. And that took place in St. Augustine, and it was on September 8th, 1565. And it was led by several different Spanish priests. It was all part of the expedition of Pedro Menendez de Aviles. And there were around 800 crew members who were part of that. And so a variety of people, not just Spaniards, but people from all over Europe who were part of that crew to try and create a settlement in Florida, which was successful.
Well, who were they having Thanksgiving with? So it was the people that were on the ship. And then who were the Native Americans? What was the tribe then?
So they actually did invite the native group that was in the St. Augustine area. They're known as the Saloy. And they did take part in the ceremony. And so there's actually a description of it. That's one of the priests, Father Lopez, recounted later that as the ceremony was progressing, the native people imitated everything that they saw the Spaniards and the other congregants doing.
So why didn't that become our first Thanksgiving? Why do we have the story of the pilgrims instead?
Well, the same reason why we don't think about a lot of things as being firsts here in Florida, but in fact they are those firsts. And that's because this was a Spanish celebration, and the Puritans and what we think of as a traditional first Thanksgiving and the founding of Thanksgiving was English. And we the United States, grew out of the 13 English colonies. And so, Florida history, Spanish history, even French history, those stories just weren't maintained as the history of our country was being written in the 19th century. English history, English stories won out in general over those non-English stories.
Describe to me, what do you think it looked like? What was the ceremony like? What was that Thanksgiving like?
So the ceremony was religious. It was a Catholic ceremony. It was actually, there was a feast day on the day that they arrived, and it was the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so it was a Catholic ceremony of Thanksgiving. And they would have had a meal afterward. And since they just arrived, they had the foodstuffs that were on board the ships for the journey across the Atlantic Ocean. And so they had hardtack, which is, really, really hard crackers, basically. Kind of a stew that would have been made of garbanzo beans and pork. Not, like Spanish bean soup, but it was called cocido. But it was maybe kind of precursor to a soup that we'd be more familiar with. And they would have had red wine, and so wine would have been part of it. And the one thing that isn't known is if the Saloy actually brought food to the occasion. So that's, the part of the Thanksgiving story with the Plymouth colony, of course, is that they were starving and the native people had to help them. But if, in fact, there was food brought by the native Floridians, it would have included the animals that were here, turkey and deer, and even gopher tortoise, plus lots of fish. And then there was corn here, as well as beans and squash. And so you may have had something that we would resemble as a pumpkin.